Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. AJ Single, an expert in sustainability and bringing products to market. He is also one of the owners at On the Right Track, a manufacturer of patented healthcare products. And Mr. Single, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So as someone who frequently works with unique products, tell us a little bit about the criteria inventors should use when designing products.
Well, a lot of the inventors, they come up with really cool, fascinating ideas. One thing that they do need to consider is, does it really solve a real problem and address a pain point for the customer? How will the product be sold? I mean, have they shown it to customers and have them play with it? If they do not like it, they may be wasting their time. So they want to make sure that it's been a tested product that solves a real problem. Another issue is looking at making sure that the cost is within the expectations of the customer. If it's too high, I mean, that may be a deal breaker right from the get-go. So that's just a few points.
And certainly most helpful. Thanks for that. Tell us, if you would, what are one of the products that you have worked on? Get into some of those details.
My partners and I have brought to market a recyclable, disposable privacy curtain for hospitals and nursing homes. It was a totally hookless product, and it's a fully number 5 recyclable and contributes to the circular economy. It is, in fact, melted down and made into other products after it has been used. One of the key points is these curtains are actually easier and safer to use for hospital staff, and has actually helped cut down on the spread of infectious diseases like COVID-19.
And that's pretty awesome stuff right there. Now, taking that even further, I see that you've developed also a sustainable product that fits in with the circular economy. This can really be a hard thing to accomplish, from what I understand. What advice would you give to fellow businesses along these lines?
Basically, you want to look closely at the materials you are using for your product. See if they can be substituted for something more environmentally friendly. Also, you want to speak to your suppliers, find out and make sure you find vendors that can supply the right quality materials that you need at an acceptable cost to you. Also, don't forget the disposable of that product. I mean, is it what happens to it after it's been consumed? You should look at if it's going to be biodegradable, if it goes in the landfill, or if it can be recycled at all.
Certainly some fantastic points made right there today. We're joined by AJ Single, an expert in sustainability and bringing products to market. He's also one of the owners at On the Right Track, a manufacturer of patented healthcare products, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Single, just tapping a little bit more into your expertise, what advice would you give to those folks working with foreign manufacturers?
Sure. It can be quite tricky. People sometimes get very frustrated because you're dealing with different time zones, different countries, and there may be a hiccup along the way, and you start getting upset, either they or you do. So you need to be flexible in your relationship with these suppliers. You're working across different languages and different cultures. They have a different way of doing things as we may. So we just need to be mindful of that. Another thing is, you want to work with your vendors on mutual expectations. Try to make clear what's important to you and do it in a teamwork frame of mind instead of something more dictating. That won't go too far. Also remember that, they're going through equally tough times as well, depending on what the situation is, whether it be the COVID-19 or whether it's through tariffs or any other geopolitical factor. And if possible, it's not always easy, but I highly recommend taking a trip out there, meeting them face-to-face, seeing what exactly you're dealing with, what kind of conditions they're working with, what's their infrastructure like, is it something more run down? Is it more state of the art? You'll get to know what their you know, how they work. You understand their personality. And it would go a lot further in terms of furthering your relationship with them and in terms of from a business standpoint.
And once again, thanks for your input and insight in those regards. Also, what makes you different from others that claim to do the same thing?
Sure, sure. So, you know, our company has successfully executed on several products. I personally have spent my whole life crisscrossing the globe. I've lived on three different continents, and I constantly travel for work and pleasure. I understand the nuances that come from different cultures and languages and the different business environments. And then, you know, beyond that, I have a deep passion for working with innovative, patented solutions and love figuring out ways to mass produce products that actually go to help people. Lastly, I care. You know, I've seen time and time again, hardworking inventors, you know, they have a fabulous idea. They're taking the wrong turn and end up spending a lot of money upfront on prototypes, dies, tools, what have you, and with little or nothing to show for it. So, you know, we just take passion in working with them and bring out the right way to bring their products to market.
AJ, such a joy to have met you. Really appreciate your introducing yourself to the audience, and really nice to have met you as well. And really appreciate the insight and advice shared on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or On the Right Track, where's the best place to get further details online?
Yeah, you can reach us either on our website at www.ontherighttrack.com. I personally can be reached on my LinkedIn page. It's linkedin.com/ AJ Single. Also, my Twitter handle is asingle01. So, yeah, any of those three options.
AJ, again, a pleasure to have met you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with AJ Single, an expert in sustainability and bringing products to market. He's also one of the owners of On the Right Track, a manufacturer of patented healthcare products. And for further details, simply visit ontherighttrack.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.